And we're going now to Columbus, Ohio, and to NPR's David Green, who's at the Columbus Athenaeum, and that's where Hillary Clinton is holding a rally for her supporters tonight. David, if we heard there from Don Gagne that the mood from the Obama camp is cautious and maybe not such good news in Texas, what are you hearing from the Clinton folks?
Well, the Clinton campaign, Melissa, is being very cautious as well, but they've been feeling good. You've sensed a sort of mood of improving in the last few days. Hillary Clinton spoke to us today down in Texas. She said that she felt her campaign has done what it needed to do, and her surrogates have said they feel like they raised a lot of doubts about Barack Obama, his relationship with Chicago developer Tony Rezko, some doubts about his commitment to ending NAFTA, and they feel like they shifted in a more positive sense that the focus to issues such as who would be the better commander-in-chief, who would get that phone in the White House at 3 in the morning, who you want there, also who would turn around the economy. They feel like it's been a good couple of days for them, and they said if they can get wins in these big states, Ohio and Texas tonight, and again it is an if, they feel like they really might be able to blunt the momentum that Barack Obama has had.
There is an interesting thing that could happen numerically here. Even if she does get wins in Ohio and Texas, if they're narrow wins, the delegate count doesn't shift in any perceptible way. She may end up pretty much in delegates, at least, right where she started. You're saying that's not what they're paying attention to.
Well, they certainly are, and I think they're trying to get as much as they possibly can out of whatever momentum they do get tonight, but they realize the reality. I mean, the numbers, the math, when it comes to the pledged delegates, it's not good for them. Even if she wins Ohio, Texas, even if she wins Rhode Island tonight, going forward, even if she picks up more races, the numbers are expected, unless she gets unexpected blowouts, to remain very much the same. And that's why we're going to see the Clinton campaign turning to these so-called superdelegates, these people who have actual delegate votes at the convention. They're going to have to turn to them and make the case that she's still a viable candidate, she's still worth paying attention to, and that these superdelegates should consider voting for her. Now there was a poll that came out, an exit poll from the Associated Press today, that shows that 6 in 10 Democrats who were questioned said that these so-called superdelegates, who are, as we said, party officials and others, should vote at the convention based on the results of primaries and caucuses. And if that public opinion holds true, then that would be trouble for Hillary Clinton.
Okay, NPR's David Green in Columbus, Ohio, at the headquarters, election night headquarters, for Hillary Clinton.